101.7 FM 710 Keel. Excuse me.
What are you doing?
Sorry. When it's 30 degrees at night and then turns into 80 degrees the next day and then 40 the next.
How's it January 5th?
Havoc on your.
Going to be 80. How is it?
It's crazy.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. It was freezing in here this morning. I guess you turned it up.
I did.
Okay, thank you.
I figured you'd be a little chilly.
And the head's going to be cold. If you're just joining us, just after 7, we're going to shave my head completely bald, cue ball, for Operation Santa Claus, thanks to everybody who donated.
Because you made a commitment. Mm-hmm. If we raised $20,000.
Yep.
You would shave your head.
And we did it in 3 days.
I don't know if that's
high rolling, guys.
Yeah.
Unreal. By the end of the week, by Friday, just 5 days, the total topped over 25 grand. And the last time I did it 5 years ago, when I said I'd never do it again, we raised about 20.
Oh, was it?
It came in at 20, the total, but that was over 3 weeks.
Now, Grace was in last week. And she's already pushing for me to shave my beard. Mm-hmm. So I'll commit, if we raise $75,000.
Let's start now.
Between December 23rd and December 24th.
Oh, come on, you chicken. She has a big Santa thing going. She's ready.
I know. She's working out this big Santa.
Anybody who's got a long beard, she wants to turn you into Santa Claus, and she's got a big plan for Santa next year.
She says she has this new product that'll whiten your beard without burning you or whatever.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't need that. Yours
is perfectly white.
Mine's just fine.
You've got perfect Santa beard.
Thank you very much.
I know. It'll be fun. I would love to. I haven't seen you without a beard in 35 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Been a long, long time. Long.
You've had it for how long?
I don't know. I'm terrible at that kind of thing. I don't know. But a long time.
I just know. I put the picture of me bald up. It's going up on our Facebook here in a few minutes. And it is the thought that reminds. I'm not a vain person in terms of, I'm going to lose my hair. I can't believe I'm doing it. That's not my worry. My worry is it's cold. And, 80 degrees will be okay today.
Yeah.
But
you can do like Ruben does.
That's all I'm going to do. And some friends texted me, a mutual friend of Ruben texted me last night, and she makes hats. And she said, do I need to make you some hats? And I said, no, I have plenty.
Okay.
I have a ton of hats. Because last time folks made hats for me, they got me stocked up. So I got tons of hats. So I'm good. But it's just cold, even with a hat on.
Okay.
When the temp gets in there freezing, your head freezes.
I don't think people realize how much heat your hair, my hair is so thick.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start sweating, it starts coming off my scalp.
Yes, exactly.
And so when you don't have that up there, all that heat just escapes right out of the top of your head.
And I am planning to do like a public unveiling. I haven't been in a long, long time to a Caddo Commission meeting. But Grace Ann convinced me to come to the commission meeting today.
Oh, wow.
Because she's doing a resolution honoring Operation Santa Claus. So during the meeting, I'll take off my hat and I'll be cue ball out in the audience. So that's the plan. So Caddo Commission will honor Operation Santa Claus. I'll show up and show them my cue ball. So that's the plan for the later this afternoon.
Well, I'm going to the swearing-in ceremony for Bossier City's new fire chief.
Oh, cool. Blair Buckhouse. That's awesome. Yeah. He's going to be a great fire chief. I mean, they have great leaders in Bossier. We told the story about the police chief and his command staff working on Christmas so his guys could have the day off, to be with their children. The patrolmen that have kids, they worked for them.
And see, that starts at the top, Aaron.
Yes.
That starts at the top.
Yes.
And so kudos to Mayor Chandler and his administration.
Mm, absolutely. And that goes for any office place. You know, if you...
That's what I mean.
Look at your boss and see, would your boss do... And I've seen our boss sweep the floors around here.
Right.
You know, I've seen our boss do all kind of crazy things around here.
He's constantly carrying those big, heavy water bottles.
Yeah.
And to you, the machine there.
Didn't you see him on New Year's Day, one of our bosses out there mowing?
One of our bosses, I came here, we had gone over to East Texas, and we came back on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
To pick up my wife's car, and one of our bosses was out there on the mower. Mowing the yard here on the
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
That's when you know you work for a good company. People that are going to spend their time on their holiday and come take care of things at the office. You're like, man, you got a good gig.
You're a better man than I am, yeah, Charlie Brown.
No kidding. I'm not sure I would be out on a mower on New Year's Day on one of my vacation days. So you got to think, you got good people around you. That's awesome.
How was your weekend?
Good. I did a lot of relaxing. I did a little swimming a couple of days.
Oh, were you able to get back in the pool?
Yes,
then?
Back in the water, and okay, everything's good. And had some fun. I cause a lot of trouble when I'm in the pool. So, you know, when I walk in, they're like, oh, God,
yeah, they have a chemical
here
in the pool. If you pee in the pool, it turns it purple.
No, they don't. I tested it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I didn't test it, I promise. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun day. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little anxious about... Hopefully this weather will stay warm. Hopefully we'll catch up with Richard Llewellyn, and let's see how warm it's going
to
be.
Now, going back to your hair, I've never seen Ruben with hair.
Ah, okay.
So why do you buzz? Why do you shave your head?
Lazy.
I mean, not shave. It's you just...
I buzz it on a one, you know, just a...
Okay, is that...
That's the guard on the...
So you do use a guard.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What did they use on mine? Was a zero, wasn't it?
Zero. It was no guard.
No guard. Completely bald.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's what they did to me in California when I went.
And then they put goop on it? Did they put some goop up there?
You got to. I keep mine shea buttered up.
Okay.
Know?
Okay.
I want to see you with hair.
I'll grow it out. I actually had it grown out a little while ago. I just wear a hat every day.
Right.
Didn't notice.
Right.
Didn't notice.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Because you wear a bandana or a hat or something.
All right.
All the time. So, yeah.
Shaving day today. I can't wait. Woohoo. It's going to be fun.
Okay. Now it's hot in here. Are you hot?
I'm okay.
You're okay.
I'm okay.
Of course you are.
There's going to be people coming in, though, so we might want to turn it down a notch.
Yeah. I'll go knock it back down.
Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit of a crowd up in here.
We've also got Royal Alexander going to join us later this morning. Big news over the weekend. With the capture of Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to ask him about Greenland.
Okay.
I want to talk to him about that because I'm not wild about this talk.
I know.
I'm not. The United States has never gone and taken over a country.
Or really talked about it. Seriously. It's kind of nutty.
I'm not. I know there's more because people that I respect, like Marco Rubio, they're not coming out against it. Not that they would with their commander in chief.
Right.
But I don't, maybe there's more I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say that.
Just got an email from Richard Llewellyn. He's going to join us in about 20 minutes. He says he canceled winter this week.
So
we'll see why.
Don't do that. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Okay, I'm going to try not to... excuse me. I'm going to try not to rail, okay, here.
All right.
Was really looking forward to watching the Saints wrap up the season after winning four in a row of their last four games.
Yep. I know where you're going.
Win four in a row. Now, they're out. I understand.
Right.
No playoff hopes.
But the game had meaning.
But the game had playoff implications for the NFC South.
Yes, it did. Whether Atlanta won or lost.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If the Saints won, somebody was going in. If the Falcons won, somebody else was going. It was a huge game.
Yeah, and then the teams, Tampa Bay and Carolina, were watching all over. You know, they both were sitting on the edge.
Right.
Waiting to see who's going to win.
No, but we have to be subjected to the Cowboys getting their butts stomped.
In a meaningless game.
that meant nothing.
The Giants had 3 wins on the season, maybe? And the Cowboys were out, but we had to watch that? And we didn't even, and Dak didn't even play the second half. They pulled him out the first half. So we didn't get to see the star players because it was a meaningless game. Why did they do that?
Who makes that decision? Does the local affiliate make those decisions? Because shame on you if it's made here. If it's made locally.
I get you. And I was thinking the same thing because I really wanted to see the Atlanta game with the Saints. I mean, Atlanta is our arch rival.
Most hated division rival.
I get that the Giants and the Cowboys have a big rivalry, too. I get that. But the game had no meaning. And I bet they had already picked it. They had already had to make their decision prior to Sunday.
You can change.
That's what I thought, too. I thought you could switch. What if the Saints game, what if it was a meaningful game? What if the Saints winning gets them in the playoffs? Would they have changed then? Or would you have shown a meaningless Giants-Cowboys game?
I didn't even turn it on because I wasn't going to even give them the numbers.
Well, I watched it. I watched the Cowboys. I love the Saints. I like the Cowboys, so I watched the game. I love to watch football. I'm a big-time football fan from college to the pros.
My
favorite.
I am too.
But I was real disappointed that I got to watch the end because when the Cowboys game ended, they switched over to the Saints-Atlanta game. And it was a pretty close game.
Right.
It was a pretty good game.
It was a 2-point game.
Yes, and we should have been able to see it. We should have been able to see the whole game. And I was bummed about it. I really was.
I found out during church, my buddies started texting, well, local affiliate, not going to carry the Saints.
Mm.
The team that's won 4 in a row.
Yeah.
This game has playoff implications for the division, but nope, not going to carry it. And I'm like, it ruined my morning, and I swear I wasn't going to be that way anymore. But I was really looking forward to it.
I was looking forward to watching that game, and then I sat down and I realized, oh, I'm getting the Cowboys instead. I hate when that happens, and I hate it for the local affiliate because if it's not their decision,
Whose decision is it?
That's a good question. Whose decision is it? Somebody let us know. Message us on the Shreveport Security Systems message board.
I can't think it's not a local decision. I know. Don't tell me that's made higher up.
And is it made
for local?
If it's a local decision and it's made locally, and it's somebody who likes the Cowboys better than the Saints, shame on you.
Well,
that's my team. I'm going to play my team.
It was a poor decision, regardless.
It was a poor decision. Whoever made it, it was a poor decision. And Saints fans, it was frustrating because our game meant something. Not for the Saints.
Not for the Saints, but it had implications for the division playoff.
And it was a much better game. I mean, I know you don't know that going in.
Right.
But it was a much better game. And, of course, it's an arch rival. Huge arch rival. So, anyway.
I think it's going to be up to about 98 degrees today for a high. Good gosh.
Good day to go bald.
Oh, there you go. We're going to talk with meteorologist Richard Llewellyn from the Weather Channel here in about 10 minutes. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
If I don't write it down, what good gosh.
Yeah. We talked about Greenland for a little bit. But we need to talk about that more in detail. I just don't understand that.
Again, there's got to be something that we're not getting.
I know.
That because we're not going to go take over a country. We've, in the history of the world, the United States, even though we could have.
Sure, absolutely.
We could have owned France.
Mexico,
we
for crying out
loud. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Trump joked about Canada, which mm-hmm. wasn't smart either. But
well, we thought he was joking about Greenland, but apparently he's not.
No.
That's just nuts to me. Does that make him better than Putin now? He's going to go take over Greenland?
I mean, you're going to just go take over a country because you need it?
It's our best interest? Okay.
Yeah.
I need more Republicans to stand up and go, no.
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 Yeah. Or I need it explained to me.
Yes, exactly.
They're not a threat to this country.
I know.
So, I know. Anyway. Yeah. By the way, 78, near 80 tomorrow. Mm. And then, Aaron, starting Saturday, below freezing again. Okay. And highs in the 50s.
And we're trying to get rid of the flu in our area, which has got spiking numbers every day.
Right.
Holy
My wife
cow.
Can't get rid of it. It's 3 weeks now.
Golly.
She's starting to feel better. Just now, last night, she's starting to feel a little better.
Yeah.
But it's no wonder. And I've got drainage right now because it's just crazy. Richard Lobelling with the Weather Channel going to tell us what we can expect right after the break. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and on the free Keel app.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarthy on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
All right, I kicked the air back on a little bit. Is it
more feels good, yeah.
Comfortable?
Feels
good. You all right?
Feels all right, yeah.
Gonna have to have the air on after having the heater on. And then the air. Richard, this is crazy. Richard,
80 today, really?
Richard Llewellyn with the Weather Channel meteorologist. Good morning, Richard.
I'm issuing a proclamation. I have canceled winter.
I believe it. Wow.
Unreal. When's the last time we've had 80 degrees on January 5th and 6th?
Yeah, are we setting records?
Oh, you had to ask me.
Take your time and dig it. Because are we really going to get to 80 today and maybe 80 tomorrow again?
Not today, but close tomorrow.
Yeah, close tomorrow. I think we'll be very close as we're going to move on here through the next couple of days. In fact, I'm searching the Google and trying to get that information to you about how close we're going to be to record high. So let me just take a quick look here, right quick. Okay. We are going to stay unseasonably warm here as we move on through this upcoming week. And, you know, this is all responsible parties is Big Ridge is developing over Texas and over much of the Mid-South. And that's going to continue to keep us well above average all week long. I think we will see some winter weather coming up here as we make our way on through the next couple of days. And as soon as I thought about looking at the records for Shreveport here coming up, you know, I just remembered a website I can look at as well.
Winter normally is here in January. Normally we have, you know, pretty chilly weather. And when I heard your forecast this morning and I heard the words 80, I thought, good night. It's January 5th, Richard.
Yeah, the normal is 58 and 37. That's the normal for the date. The record for today's date is 77, set in 1927. So, you know, with temperatures well into the 70s today, I mean, I think that, you know, we're going to get up into record territory in a lot of locations. So there's going to be that chance. And, you know, and as we move on through the week ahead, you know, if we can get to 80 tomorrow, I think that's going to be something to see right there, especially for the first week of January. I don't think a lot of people are going to complain about that. But we do see, you know, a change is coming, and that's going to mean that there's going to be the potential for some strong to severe storms out there as we make our way on into the latter half of the week. So we're going to have to keep close tabs on that, especially Thursday night and Friday. I think Thursday night for the Arklatex, I think everything shifts off into the Mid-Mississippi River Valley as we make our way into the day on Friday. So, you know, that's something that we're going to be watching later this week as we could see some stronger storms around the region as well.
That brings up the fact that we have burn bans in effect in Caddo, DeSoto, Natchitoches, several parishes in the area. The rain you're saying is maybe Thursday night arriving that could ease the drought situation?
It's not going to be a drought easer. I mean, we need a lot more moisture than what this storm system is going to give us. This is going to be a quick hit Thursday night into Friday. You know, I think in a quarter of an inch of rain is optimistic for the Thursday night, Friday time event. And then it looks like we will cool off this weekend. We'll get back closer to seasonal averages as we make our way into this upcoming weekend with 50s and 30s for daytime highs and nighttime lows coming up next week. But, you know, here this week, dig out the shorts, dig out the sunscreen. Sunglasses are going to be good. You know, find a nice cold glass of tea someplace because you're going to need it. It's going to be warm all week long.
Richard, with these drastic shifts in temperature and I'm sure barometric pressure and all of that weatherology stuff, are there conditions favorable for possible severe weather, maybe even tornadoes, that type of thing?
Oh, yeah, this is the time of year that we really start watching Arklatex and Mid-South for, you know, for severe weather. Usually, you know, the severe weather max across much of the country is focused in our part of the world. You know, so that's one of the things that we'll be keeping an eye on Thursday night into Friday. Storm Prediction Center has the area just off to our west, northeast Louisiana, much of the Mississippi Delta stretching on up into West Tennessee, western Kentucky, on up into the Ohio Valley with an area hatched out for Friday. And I think if we're going to see anything, it's going to be an overnight event Thursday night into Friday here for Shreveport. And I think the timing is going to be critical on exactly where we're going to get the severe weather, because everything is kind of shifted off to the east right now in regards to timing for the severe weather event. So we're just going to have to keep an eye on the forecast and see how the forecast plays out there this week.
Any winter precip in the future?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kids just went,
no. I mean, in fact, you know, we're going to be hard-pressed to find any winter weather across the country here in the first 15 days of this month. The only places that are going to really see it, Intermountain West, you know, the Pacific Northwest, maybe in interior sections of the Northeast, but much of the country is going to be in this blowtorch pattern. So we're not looking at a lot of winter weather at all across much of the country here through at least the middle part of this month.
Well, that's a great news for anybody who might be shaving their head this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bald head is cold up there.
Richard, you're talking to somebody that's follically challenged here.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm totally aware of that. You know, so
you shave your head normally, don't you?
I sure do. In fact, I was in a terrible barber accident when a friend decided to give me a reverse mohawk a few years ago. And needless to say, ever since then, I have been shaving my head ever since.
Oh, boy. Can't wait. Thank you, Richard. It looks like hot days for the next few days.
Yeah, you'll enjoy the free air conditioning.
Yes.
Richard Llewellyn with the Weather Channel. Have a great week. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 KEO.
Back with more McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 KEO.
I know you came in Friday last week, and I don't remember. You were out for
a long time.
Christmas. So did you do decorations? You didn't do any at the house.
No, because I was gone
right
for Christmas, and it's just me. I wasn't having any company over, so I just didn't do anything. No.
Ruben, I know you probably didn't do any. I'm not saying you're Scrooge or anything, but you've had a lot going on.
My neighbor put a wreath on my door.
Oh, that was sweet. That was very sweet.
Wow. I don't know how I feel about that.
Me neither.
Quite frankly.
Me neither.
I mean, okay. But today is January 5th, mm-hmm. which is the day before Epiphany.
Right.
Known as Three Kings Day.
Yes. It's a big deal in the Catholic Church.
And this is the day three wise men brought the presents to baby Jesus. Mm-hmm. So in many Christian cultures, January 5th is the day to give presents.
Yep. Absolutely.
Can you imagine telling the kids, no?
Wait. Yeah, exactly. No. We're going to wait.
Not today, Christmas morning.
Let's wait till you're back in school.
Yep. And that's when, you know, my family never took anything down until now. Okay. We left everything up. Through Epiphany.
So you're Catholic.
Yes.
I got you.
And that we left everything
up. So that makes sense.
And I was seeing today, I was driving through by the duck pond, coming through there, and there's one house that has a beautiful Christmas tree in the window, and it lights up different colors. And I have loved watching it every morning. And I was...
Like all year?
No. Just for Christmas time. Okay. And I was wondering this morning, is it still up? And it was. It was still up. Right. And it was still doing green and red Christmas colors because I thought, oh, maybe they're switching it to Mardi Gras colors. But whoever it is, you're right there near the Super One on East Kings, and you have a beautiful Christmas tree in your window. And I have had joy driving by there every morning. It's been beautiful. I have loved it. This town, some of these folks in this town put up some amazing decorations.
Yeah.
They really do it all out.
Oh, some. You can't even walk through their yard.
Oh, it's crazy.
Between all the inflatables and...
Yes.
There's a house in Broadmoor, the lady, I say the lady, I'm assuming, hundreds of dachshunds. Inflatables.
Oh, wow.
And all kind. People drive just to see all of her dachshunds for Christmas. And then I think she also does them at Halloween now.
Yeah.
She does a Halloween version.
I often wondered about, do you remember on Benton Road, the airplane? Santa was coming in on an airplane, and they had that in that yard on Benton Road for years and years and years. And then I guess the house sold, and the plane went away. And I wonder what they did with that plane with Santa Claus. Where did that end up going? Because my kids, we'd have to go by and see Santa flying in on a plane every year.
It's funny you say that because every time we go to Dallas, I loved seeing that Russian MiG out in front of all those antique buildings along 80.
Along 80.
Going into Dallas. And that Russian MiG, I guess they sold it. I don't know.
It's gone,
It's gone.
It definitely is. But
our tree, I wonder if people laugh driving by our house before lunch on Christmas morning and our tree's on the street.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
There's no epiphany.
No. I'm about to have an epiphany with my hair coming up after 7.
Grace Ann Blake and her crew. She's bringing a whole crew in.
They're all here, yep.
And are going to start shaving the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't wait.
Right after the news top of the hour, Mike and McCarty. 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel, and on the free Kiel app. No, we're not shaving the beard today.
Okay, I thought we'd sympathy feel.
Scott's already said don't let him shave the beard today.
Okay.
So the beard's going to be later.
Okay.
After we raise $75,000. We hit $75,000 between Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, then I will shave the beard.
Want to bring in Calvin Baker with the Shreveport Fire Department and your whole team. They run Operation Santa Claus and... told me in early December, Calvin, you essentially said, hey, it's a tough year. We need some cash. We need to come up with something to help bring in some cash, right?
It was. The total donations were down, and we do use that monetary donation to go get buy toys for those kids right here in this area. And so, and we... we were still getting donations in, but not as many as we normally do.
Mm-hmm. And I did this about 5 years ago, and I promised I would never do it again. And we raised over $15,000 then. And this time, though, we had a short time window. We had only a week.
1 week, yes.
And we decided, you and I got together, and I said, let's go for 20. Let's see if we can do it. And you were optimistic. You said,
said 15. I said 20.
Remember? You're right. I said, let's go for 15. And you said 20.
Yes,
and you were optimistic. And
I was very optimistic.
I don't know about this. I
wonder if
we'll
you knew the guy that came in the next day.
I wish I did.
With an envelope. Yeah. An envelope. Full of cash.
Yes.
Our boss called us into his office and goes, I want to show y'all what I just got. Unbelievable.
Right.
$10,000 was the first donation.
By Wednesday, the third day, we were at 20. We hit 20.
That's correct. That's
and the
correct.
Total for the week we did it was, what's your final total that we brought
what
in?
What was it, Lieutenant Sanchez?
over 25 grand?
$25,648. Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. Wow. That's a blessing. Amazing.
And you sent me some pictures of y'all shopping, out shopping, buying toys. And it looked like y'all bought 80 baskets of toys.
We tried for 100. But yes, and that was just one stop.
And when you say baskets, let me clarify, that's not like an apple basket. These are buggies.
Full of toys.
Carts.
Yes, yes.
Full of toys.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Heather, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we've got six people in here just from Avalon Hair Salon.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, let's run through. You said Heather.
Heather.
Andy.
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 Allie.
Allie,
Lacey,
Nancy,
and Nancy, and Rougarou.
And Calvin's here, and from the also with the Operation Santa Claus, Lieutenant Sanchez is here, and
LJ.
Okay, LJ. All right. They're all here. And Rougarou's here, too.
LJ, sorry. Who are you with?
Triple Fire.
Okay.
Okay. Are you carrying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. All right. Yeah, baby.
It says,
that's why I was asking.
It says the bomb squad.
Okay.
So, Grace Ann, explain what Heather's about to start doing while she's doing this. You can go ahead and start. I got to take this off.
You got to take, take the headphones.
Heather's going to shave your head, sister.
Oh, man.
And she's going to use clippers.
New year, new you. You're shaving in to 2026.
Now, are we going to use a razor blade after the clippers?
Hey.
No, I'm asking. Or is it going to, are we going to?
Yeah, grow back faster if you do.
We have some edgers, so we're going to edger. Oh, we're going to edger.
Edgers?
Yeah, and then she'll come into the salon.
Like a
and then we'll, when she comes after she'll come in the salon and we'll give her a shampoo and a scalp massage.
Oh, yeah, I'm down.
Oh, wow. So you don't, that is clean.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, you don't need a razor blade with that, do you?
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, wait. Leave it just like that. She looks like,
sexy?
Like Curly from, not Curly, what's the other one? Larry. She looks like Larry from the Three Stooges.
Oh, my gosh. You think I can pick up dudes like this? You think so?
It's not the dudes you want to pick up.
Oh, it's not the dudes.
Attracted, yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's fast.
Is it cue ball up there already?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
You don't even need a razor blade. That
oh,
is
my
clean
gosh.
Shaven.
You do have the perfect head, though. For
See, yes.
It's not a bad looking head, huh?
It's very well shaped.
Okay. Oh, man. There goes the back, my ponytail and all that. Oh, man.
I was going to try to take pictures, but there's 15 cameras on you right now.
How often does someone walk in a beauty shop and say, shave my head completely bald?
Believe it or not, it happens more than you think.
Really?
Yeah, there are people that, it's stylish for some people. It's over the years going through fads and trends.
Okay.
And so it does happen.
Wow. Man.
It kind of rattles you because it's, most people want to grow their hair, which,
right,
by the way,
right,
we have vitamins that you can take to help growth. You can massage your scalp for stimulation to help your blood flow.
I can't believe how fast this is going.
I need it grown back by June.
Like
I have
that.
A big event in June.
Okay. Well,
so it'll be back.
If you come in, Andy and Lacey and Allie and Heather, we have steam treatments that help to moisturize and hydrate your scalp.
Okay.
So we have treatments that you can come into the salon to receive.
Okay.
To help with.
All right. Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, man. I'm scared to even touch it up there. Is it cue ball?
It is.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's incredible. Those,
wow.
Those
it is. And,
amazing.
I just want to say thank you, Aaron, for doing this. I mean, most people aren't willing. We have a lot of people that talk the talk.
Yeah.
You are walking the walk. You're doing what most will never do is you're shaving your head and you raised $25,000 for the children of Shreveport-Bossier. That's huge and awesome. And thank you to the fire department, the police department for making sure this happens for the children. And I see y'all don't want to even look at me when I'm talking about y'all. But y'all serve our community in ways to protect us, but make happiness. You bring happiness and joy.
Well,
wait, Grace Ann, Rougarou's trying to talk, so
I know. He's enjoying this whole, he's the star of the show,
actually.
That's
a very verbose dog.
Operation Santa Claus started in 1984, and I was here when we started
it. Yeah, I was here back in those
days. Calvin
probably
wasn't even born yet. And 6 years old. And it was an effort to let our local first responders identify children who weren't going to have a Christmas without our help. And that's what it still is, right, Calvin? That's
Absolutely.
What we still do, Lieutenant. Mm-hmm. And y'all go out and you run into these families that have had a tough year.
And back in those days, the hallways down here in the station lined. You couldn't walk down the hallways, both sides lined with toys.
And we would see the notes back in the day of the kids, what they wanted. And I would quietly go into the bathroom and I will tell y'all, I would literally cry Because some of these children would say anything. Mm-hmm. Or some of these children would say a pair of shoes. And I thought about my two babies, and I thought, now they weren't born that early, but I thought about them later, and I thought, my kids never thought about getting shoes for Christmas.
Right.
Seriously.
No, it was the latest
and greatest, whatever, you know, PlayStation or what. And I thought, a child asking for shoes for Christmas.
Just think about that, Aaron. When you shared that story on air was when I started sponsoring as a business, and I'd like to ask every business to consider sponsoring Operation Santa Claus, mm-hmm. and just be willing to, in your business, have a box and talk about it and help share the story. Mm-hmm. Because when you shared on air something very similar to that many years ago, I was willing to sponsor. And so this is such an important event. And so yeah. I'm grateful to what you're doing, and thank you. You look beautiful.
Heather, is that it? Heather, you missed a spot on her chin.
Your beard. Hey.
Okay.
When we come back, I'm going to touch it for the first time, and I'll feel and tell you. It's already getting a little chilly up there. I'm just telling you.
A little chilly. Wow.
Woo.
That's
sexy?
Yeah.
Sexy? Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what I was going to say. That was the word I was going to use. 101.7 FM, 710 KEO, Mike and McCarty.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 KEEL.
We'll get into the news and then we'll take pictures with everybody.
Yeah, sounds good.
Wow.
I'm going to touch it now.
Wow.
Woo! It's a little stubble.
Is it? Because it doesn't look like it from
tiny
here.
Tiny little stubble, but it's cold. It's really cold.
Are you gonna,
a pretty shaped head, huh?
You do. I've got those deadgum like wrinkles or something back
really?
There. I don't know. Yeah, mine's not nicely shaped.
I got a little bitty Sharpay going in the back. I think that's too many ribs.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. I can't see in the back.
I got a little
Sharpay
thing.
Are you going to keep it shaved for a while, or are you going to immediately start letting it grow back?
No, I'm not shaving it.
Okay.
I'm growing it.
Oh, I'm just asking.
No. We're gonna let it grow back, and hopefully it'll come back.
And do it again next year.
No, it's beards next year. It's all beards next year.
That's it. $75,000, and I'm there.
Yeah,
it's all about the beard.
Okay.
Next year.
All right. Now I do want you to know. I typically don't go to public meetings. I usually watch them from the comfort of my own home. But today I have made a promise that I'm going to show up at the Caddo Commission meeting today.
Thank you so much. So now we're going to go from conditioner to commissioner. Thank you so much.
My first public appearance as Q-Ball, and because they're honoring Operation Santa Claus
today.
We
are, and we would like to thank the men and the women who are actually behind the scenes, which is the Shreveport Fire Department and the Shreveport Police Department. You know, our first responders working hard for the children of our community.
And we don't say that enough. Calvin and the whole crew are here. But we don't say that enough. They go out and they work their regular job. Mm-hmm. And then they work Operation Santa Claus along with that.
Right.
And then they go shopping for all the toys. Mm-hmm. If the toys that they need are not donated, they go shopping for those to fill those last minute requests. And then they go deliver. To every, how many kids did we help this year, Calvin? Got to get close to the microphone.
We don't have an official number yet, but it's been in the thousands as far as that goes. We had another police officer.
We have over 200 families that we serve, so we were waiting for the final numbers to come in because we had some additions at the end. So over 200 families, which have numerous children in each family.
Sure.
Anywhere from one kid to four kids or something.
And with Operation Santa Claus, parents don't go sign up. These are kids that are brought in by the fire department and the police department that have, during the course of their duties throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
and they make notes. They go, these kids are going to need some help.
Right.
And I say this because you guys didn't give us a chance earlier, is that with people like Grace Ann coming in and you, Aaron, us as the first responders, yes, we get to identify those families because of what we see during our job, right? But mm-hmm. we cannot do what we do without the support from the community. And I mean, if you didn't volunteer to do this, you saw we were hurting and we were going to struggle, but we were going to make it happen. We had ideas. We were already brainstorming what could we do to raise money. But without you guys stepping up to help promote this and get the word out and showing your support, we could not do what we do. So we really appreciate it. And it's a community effort. Mm-hmm. We don't do this by ourselves. It's the entire community coming together.
It's the one thing, and I know y'all are already working on the 2026 Operation Santa Claus, but it's the one program that we know are all local children.
That's right.
Every one of these toys goes to a local child who might not have anything for Christmas.
And another important aspect of that is every dollar that's donated goes to toys, mm-hmm. goes to the children. There are no administrative costs. These guys aren't making money off of Operation Santa Claus. No. They're not being paid for this. All of the money donated goes to the children. And that's very, very special.
Such a great program. We're going to take a bunch of pictures. We'll be posting it on the Keel page. And Grace Ann will have it on her Avalon page if you want to see it. Ah. I'm bald. Whose idea was this?
I believe it was yours.
Can we just give you a round of applause?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you
Martin
guys
Dale
for coming
and Q-ball,
out.
Yeah.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel. By the way, we're going to talk with Royal Alexander coming up in about 10 minutes about the Maduro capture. And I also want to talk to him about Greenland. That's next. 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
More breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Got Shreveport attorney Royal Alexander standing by, going to give us some insight on the Maduro capture as well as Trump's talk on Greenland. That's right after the break. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and on the free Keel app.
Back to the big stories of the day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
On the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline, Shreveport attorney Royal Alexander joining us, constitutional attorney. Royal, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Thank you for agreeing to jump on with this big news over the weekend as our forces go into Venezuela and capture Maduro and his wife, and he's already in New York about to go on trial. The left, Royal, is all upset about this and wanting to free Maduro. I can't even go there, but the legality, they're challenging the legality of this. Do they have a leg to stand on?
No, they do not. Our Constitution gives our commander-in-chief, any one of our presidents, it's really a sacred constitutional obligation to protect and defend the United States. And that includes against those people who are killing Americans with illegal drugs and allowing illegal gang members to come into our country and do harm to our country. The president has broad leeway to take executive action on matters of national security. I mean, the way I view this is that this was a law enforcement operation to capture an indicted drug trafficker. We're not, and I've seen the same things you have, Mike, we're not at war with Venezuela. We're at war with illegal drugs coming into our country. We're at war with illegal alien gangs coming into our country. But yes, we're not at war with the people of Venezuela.
Okay. Back in, I believe, January, the Biden-Harris administration put a $25 million bounty on Nicolas Maduro. It's funny how the left has now changed their tune since it wasn't Biden. Does Trump get that money now?
Right. That is hilarious. I've seen that. That is quite humorous. It's amazing how the things, it's just so inconsistent to be supporting one position or opposed to one position during a Democrat administration's presidency. And then when President Trump takes a very similar action, then there is opposition to it. But the people of Venezuela have suffered for a long time under Nicolas Maduro. He's not a legitimate leader of that country. It was essentially a stolen election. And we can't have in our hemisphere a country like Venezuela that is a crossroads, really a landing spot for America's enemies. I mean, China has a presence there. Russia has a presence there. Iran and Hezbollah have a presence there. That's just too close to us. And I'll say one other thing. We all remember President Reagan, really Nancy Reagan, the Say No to Drugs campaign. We have had a figurative war on drugs since the 1980s, but only now are we having a literal war on drugs.
Let's switch gears just a minute. I know this Venezuelan thing is a big deal. I really struggle with another topic, this Greenland mess. I don't understand why more people on the right are not standing up going, we can't be talking about taking over Greenland. That's not what the U.S. is about. Have you done much research on that one, Royal?
I have. I've certainly read about it. It's also a national security concern. We haven't. That's not the same issue. I grant you that, Aaron. It's not the same situation. It is a strategic. They would be a great strategic partner, but the idea of it. I mean, it's just a different situation. Greenland is not threatening us. Now, I think they're in the back pocket of other countries that are of concern to us. But I grant you, Aaron, it's not the same situation. I do think from a strategic standpoint, it would strengthen America. But we don't have the same problem with Greenland that obviously do with a country like Venezuela.
So when Trump is talking about going in and is he talking about occupying and taking over and running the country? What is he talking about? Or just maybe working with them.
Right. I think, Mike, it's more working with them. He's one of the things we've seen him do is he will say something almost like a trial balloon to see what the response will be. And then not really intending to do that particular thing, or maybe not even pretending to do this. It's kind of a strategy. I know it seems all over the place sometimes. Maybe if the people of Greenland have a chance to vote on being some sort of a affiliate, a province of the United States. But again, we're not there. But I do, from a strategic standpoint, we always have to be looking at what America's enemies are doing and be watching the chess pieces on the board. So, but Greenland is a different situation, but it's worth considering.
It's okay. But the way it's being discussed, is that a little disconcerting to you?
If it involves something like an invasion of a free people, that would be one thing. Now, if we want to use federal foreign aid, again, which we're mostly opposed to gain a foothold in a country that is could be a strategic ally, that's one thing. That would be something that could be worked on together between the two countries. But I can't really see an invasion of Greenland.
No, I can't either.
Back to the Venezuelan situation. There are those on the left who are comparing this capture of Maduro and his wife and accusing President Trump of pardoning the former president of Honduras, who was also convicted on drug charges. Is there a distinction? Have you found a distinction? Is it a double standard?
I've looked at that, and at the time, if there was a former president, so it's not quite the same situation as Maduro's position, who was serving as the leader of the country. But I don't know, and Aaron, that's a great question. I didn't look at the case itself, the pardon questions and the pardon answers, the information the president looked at. I don't know if it's the same situation. I understand people can say, but again, when you're the commander in chief, President Trump has information we don't have. He can right. Weigh certain situations. I've read articles that he felt that the way that former president was treated was not, it wasn't treated fairly in the legal system or politically. But who knows? I mean, that is one of those unilateral powers that any president has, the pardon power. And President Trump executed it, but without my reviewing that particular case file on the pardon, I'm not exactly sure.
From NPR, I'm quoting, during a news conference on Saturday, President Trump acknowledged other motives that led him to order the attack, including his desire to seize control of Venezuela's oil fields. That is a concern to me as an American. If we're going in and we're taking a country's oil fields and we want to control them. That's really beyond the scope, in my view. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, it is definitely, I sometimes wish he would say things differently. We don't need Venezuela's oil.
That's an understatement, yes.
Right.
We don't need Venezuela's oil. I think in sort of his circuitous way, what he's saying is, if we seize it, it's going to be used for the benefit of the long-suffering Venezuelan people. And it hasn't been. That country not very long ago was a prosperous country before Maduro. And there is a duly elected person, and we'll see how they work with the United States. But when he says about seizing the oil, I don't think he means, and there's different ways to look at the word seize. If there is black market oil that is being moved around to America's enemies against international sanctions and American sanctions, then we have a right to seize it. We get a warrant, we go into court, and then we have a right to seize those tankers. But when he says, I want to take the oil, I don't think what he's saying is, for America, we don't need Venezuela's oil. But I think he means seize it and quit allowing it to go to countries like Iran and China.
Right, and supporting Russia. The war in Russia, exactly.
That's how I see that.
What's the end result here in our last minute? What is the end result going to happen in Venezuela?
I think that we're going to end up, again, right now it is in transition. I think Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth are going to be in charge of the transition and hold everything in place, because we can't have a vacuum right now, because then we'll have someone else maybe equally bad. So America will hold it in place once the correct leader is installed. I think the country has a chance to go forward. And really, there's lots of people who've fled to our country and other countries from Venezuela because they couldn't stand to live under Maduro. They couldn't live there anymore.
Right.
I think they would maybe like to return to their country. But I do think it'll end up being a positive, and probably that's in a matter of a few weeks.
Royal Alexander, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Happy New Year. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Okay.
Oh, it feels weird.
Rubbing your head's not going to make it grow back any faster.
It's not.
In fact, it'll have the opposite effect.
I'm just massaging it. If you missed it, we will post it at keelnews.com later on this morning. The head shaving has happened. I am completely bald, correct? It's like...
I'm going to be honest. It doesn't look bad.
I have a decent looking
head.
No,
but I'm saying I don't know what's different, but it doesn't. You look great.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, you look great.
I haven't put my hat back on yet. I'm going to probably when we go outside, but it's going to be 80 today, so I'm not going to need it.
I know. Tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow, close to 80 degrees.
Yeah, unreal.
And we spoke to Richard Llewelling earlier this morning, and if you missed that, we'll play that next hour, late next hour. It's crazy. But we are getting a little bit of taste of winter weather. Next week, it will be back.
And Ruben, I want you to write this down today, okay? Write this down. Let's make a poster and put it up.
I got a brand new notebook right here.
Never again will I shave my head.
Wait, I think we've heard this before.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. 1, 5, 26. Never again.
It's an awkward feeling is all I can say. I mean, for somebody who's had, I've had long hair all my life. And for someone who has long hair all the time.
Yeah, I did it one time for a role on stage and didn't tell my family I was going to do it.
Oh, no.
And when I had a hat on, and when I went back to pick them up, there was no oxygen in the car when I took my hat off.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. I warned both my boys that this was happening today so they don't see the pictures and go, what's going on? But yeah, I told them what was happening. And we raised over $25,000 for Operation Santa Claus. So I can't thank the listeners enough for all the donations. I mean, they donated 25 grand.
Right.
And we filled up 100 baskets, I mean, shopping carts full of toys with that money, and helped hundreds and hundreds of children. So, you know, I've been with the program since it started. I'll always be there to help. And I know I say never am I going to shave my head again. You know, if they came to me again and said, we need help, I'd say, Mike's beard's got to go.
You may have a reprieve this year.
I might, yeah.
Yeah, because Grace Ann is, boy, she's even this morning, she was pushing.
She's coming for you.
Beard's next. The beard's next.
She's coming for you. And I haven't seen you without a beard in 30 plus years.
I know, yeah.
Since we were youngsters. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And I'll have a full, luscious mane by then.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how long it takes to grow out. Ruben, we're going to have to map that on a clock.
We'll map it, yeah.
Take a couple of pictures each day and see how long.
State Rep Danny McCormick, there's a tax abatement event coming. He's going to be talking.
Yes. He's got an event coming up, I believe, tomorrow, and he wants to talk about it. He's got some concerns about all the tax abatements that we hand out.
And he'll come up after the news, top of the hour. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com. Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline, District 1 Louisiana State Rep. Danny McCormick joining us. Danny, good morning.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
We are doing very well. Thank you for asking. You've got an event tomorrow, Superior Grill, kind of a meet and greet. You're going to be discussing tax abatements, though. Tell us about that.
You bet, guys. I appreciate you letting me on. And, hey, I just want to thank y'all for the fundraiser you did. Mm-hmm. That's great news. I'd sit there and listen to that, and that's just wonderful. That's volunteerism. I love that kind of events in our community. That's how we should raise money for our community, and my hat's off to you.
I need hats.
And Aaron.
Speaking of hats.
Hats on to Aaron, yeah.
Well, and I will say, Aaron, God gave me that same haircut that you got today. So.
You know about the cold. You're for the most part against government giving tax abatements to private industry. For the most part, explain why you object to a lot of these.
Well, you know, the kicker is this, Aaron. First of all, I've actually polled my people. I did it twice. I did a survey in 2003 and to do another survey in 2005. And actually, by 85%, the people that elected me opposed these abatements, too. And let me tell you why we oppose those abatements. The small business owners and the working class people in this community should not be punished because there's a large industry coming to our area. They should pay the same property taxes and sales taxes that we pay. You know, those monies, you know, let me ask you this question. I mean, I live in Caddo Parish. My children, my grandchildren live in Caddo Parish. They go to Caddo Parish Public Schools, and our schools are running down. There's no way we'll be able to have a rebuilding of our schools in Caddo Parish when you're giving these large abatements to these large corporations, in my opinion, that don't even need them to come to our area. And I'll tell you that we did that on a solar farm in North Caddo Parish. The port gave them a tax abatement, and we learned from Dr. Upton, a professor at LSU, that they don't even need these tax abatements to come. Now, they'll be glad to take them if you're going to cut their taxes by tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, like when it comes to the data center. They're going to be glad to take them, but they don't help the community in the long run.
But what do you say to those, Danny McCormick, that say, look, if we don't offer these, they'll go across the state line to Texas where they will get them, and then we've got nothing?
And because I've done the research, and I know they're not coming here before the tax abatements. They're coming here for our resources. They're coming here for our water. They're coming here for the resources we have in this state. That's why they're coming. The data centers are being run out of towns all over the U.S. right now, and none of them are being run out of town because they won't give them tax abatements. They're being run out of towns because they're worried about their water usage. They're run out of town because they're worried about their electrical costs come up. These tax abatements are not needed for these big companies to come to town. And if they are, if the people don't approve of it, and they're not bringing any jobs to speak of in the long term, why do we want them here if we have to give these to tax abatement? As soon as they're gone, they're going to leave.
But economic development folks will tell you they have to put them out on the table to even get in the door, to even get a call answered. How do you respond to that?
This is what I say. I think we'll talk about the Caddo Bossier Port. Eric England, his salary is his compensation is right at $500,000 a year. $500,000 a year for the port. They get in less than one barge a day at the port. He's the highest paid port director in the state of Louisiana. There's ports in South Louisiana get hundreds of barges in today that don't make what he makes. This is very lucrative to a few people in our community, extremely lucrative. The president of the North Louisiana Economic Partnership, he makes $600,000 a year in compensation. There's lots of people making lots of money off of these abatements that the public's not getting the benefit of.
Do you approve of any of them? Or are there some that you would say, you know what, that makes sense, let's think about it?
No, I don't. For the very fact, in Danny's world, where everything's perfect, we lower everybody's tax rate. We don't pick winners and losers in the Republican Party. We let free market rule, and we lower everybody's tax rate. We widen the tax base, and we lower everybody's tax rates. That's how you get prosperity through the community, not by picking winners and losers, who you're going to give tax abatements to and who you don't.
We're waiting on the state's package, I'm told, for Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. We were told it was going to come by Christmas. It hasn't. He's asking for something in the range of $50 million. I assume you would oppose that. And how is that done without legislative approval? How does that work?
Well, and I will tell you this, giving it to Jeff Landry, in my perfect world, I do away with the tax abatement, but he has brought accountability to these abatements. When there was a conversation what we were going to do with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, Jeff Landry actually stepped in and put lots of stops in place that are holding them accountable now. We'll talk about the port again. The port brought a sawmill to North Bossier Parish in my district, and they did such a terrible job of vetting this company, it went bankrupt before it opened. So Jeff Landry has brought accountability to the Louisiana Department of Economic Development on a state level. So I will tell you, you know when I'll find about out this, what's going to happen for Curtis 50 Cent Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
I'll find out less than 24 hours ahead of time before they make the public announcement. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development will call me and say, hey, this is what we're going to do less than 24 hours ahead of time. That's better than it used to be. I heard them on Keel. So
mm-hmm.
we have no input on the different.
Should that be changed? Should you have input?
Yes, I think it should get the approval of any local state representative or state senator that it's coming to their district. Anyhow, I think they should be involved in the process. We should have elected officials accountable for what's happening so we can fire them. When you got bureaucrats accountable, you don't get to fire them when they do a bad job.
So you want to hear from folks? Tell us about the when and where the meeting is tomorrow.
Yes, it's the Republican Parish Executive Committee monthly meeting. Every first Tuesday, they have a meeting there at Superior Bar and Grill in Shreveport. The meet and greet starts at 11:30, and I'll start speaking at 12. I am an elected member, parish-wide member of the Republican Party Executive Committee, and I'm the state representative, and it's my turn to speak, so that's what I'm going to speak on, is the negative effects of these tax abatements in Caddo Parish specifically. And I'm looking forward to it. For those that may not be able to make it, I'm going to live stream it. You can go to Facebook on McCormick, the number 4 LA. You can pull it up and watch it. I want to specifically invite both of y'all to come. If you want to get there at 11:30, I'll be glad to pay for your meal. You can sit there and listen to me speak and eat at the same time, so you won't waste your dinner. You'll be able to eat while you listen.
And when you say Superior Bar and Grill, that's the Mexican restaurant on Line Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. Very good. Danny McCormick, thank you so much. We appreciate you talking with us.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too, sir. 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
We didn't get a chance to really catch up after the holidays. You did come in Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, New Year's resolutions. Do you do New Year's resolutions?
Not really. I'm so glad you brought that up, though, because I do, you know, I do go to a pool water aerobics, usually 3 times a week.
Okay.
And the ones that I was at before Christmas, we were chatting. It's a great group of ladies. I mean, and there's men in there, too, by the way, but it's a great group. And we were all kind of...
You don't need a swim cap anymore.
You're right. No swim cap. I'm good. And that'll be cold, though. Ooh, yikes. And we were chatting, and we were like, you know what? Next weekend, meaning this past weekend, we're going to have different people. I mean, there'll be new people that show up.
Oh, yeah.
And it was funny to pull up to the gym on Saturday morning. When I go on Saturday morning, the parking lot was a third fuller than it normally is on that time of Saturday morning. And Sunday, the same thing. I get there right at opening. They open at 1 o'clock, and I get there, and I'm like, what's all these cars doing here? Now, they weren't all for the pool. They were. It's folks that go to the gym. They start the year. It's deciding, I'm going to the gym.
But, you know, surprisingly, I saw a survey that said, you would think, okay, they said, when do the bulk of new gym memberships start? And it was January 1st, April, mm-hmm. or like September. It was three options, and your first response would be
January. Yeah,
it was not. In fact,
it's April
for
summer bodies.
Lowest. It was yes,
summer body time.
Because it's so yeah. A lot of people, I would think, oh, they're at the gym, and then how long does that last?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That we had new people. We had noticing in the in the workout areas and all the gym classes and all that, lots of new folks. And I just would encourage them, because here's the rule, and it took me until this age to realize something. It takes 6 weeks to build a habit.
Right.
So you have to keep doing something for 6 weeks and make it become a habit in your life. If you stop it or you deviate from it one time during those 6 weeks, then it's out of your schedule. And that's what I tell my friends, because I have some that'll meet me down there just to go walk. We'll walk in the pool. And I say, if I don't have somebody that's coming, I'm going to, any excuse, oh, my toe hurts. Oh, I broke a fingernail, so I can't go today. You come up with any excuse to not go. But if you have accountability and you tell yourself, for 6 weeks, I'm going to do X, and then you keep doing it for 6 weeks. One of my sons used to tell me that. Do something for 6 weeks, Mom, and you'll get a pattern, and then you can keep doing it. You can make it part of your life. It's hard to do, though, because you find an excuse. Those of us who don't want to be working out will go, I'm going to go eat a boiled egg, and that'll cancel out my workout. I don't have to worry about working out because I'm eating a boiled egg instead of a burger and fries. So
I had a boiled egg this morning.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, with no fries, though, right?
Does that mean I don't have to work out?
No, you have to work out.
No fries.
Do you make resolutions?
No.
You don't?
No.
I don't really either.
No, because I'm not going to set myself up for failure.
That's the problem. We all think we're going to do great.
Now, are there changes I would like to make? Sure, of course. And things I would like to be more conscious of.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go, I am going to buy X, Y, and Z by January 18th.
I'm eating no more celery.
I can make that resolution, yeah. Actually, I like celery, like chopped up in tuna fish and stuff like that.
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait. Can we have a tuna fish fight for a minute? Ruben, we might need you for this tuna fish fight. If you're making...
Why do you say it's going to be a fight?
I think it is.
Agree.
I think it will be a fight. Celery's good. Onion's good. Garlic's good.
Fine. Apples.
Yeah. Apples are good. I could go with apples,
sure.
Too.
Yeah.
Pecans or walnuts.
Good with that?
Yeah.
Good. I'm down. What kind of pickles?
Oh, sweet gherkins.
Yeah, you could do a sweet pickle. I'm good with either one, either dill or whatever, sweet.
Yeah.
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 No dill?
I just threw something at him. No dill.
No.
You don't want to know where she just wiped
it. I know, right?
Tissue. So you say no dill.
It's got to be sweet pickles in your tuna fish.
I agree.
Or your tater salad. It's got to be sweet pickles.
Tater salad. If you guys get bored later, look up Matthew McConaughey's recipe for tuna salad.
Okay.
It's hotly debated online, and it's pretty interesting, though.
It's got weed in it or something?
I'll tell you one of the ingredients.
It's got herbs.
One of the ingredients is wasabi.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Okay.
Now, interesting. My family would not like that at all.
No, I'm not down with that
either. I like a little spice. Yeah. I don't like pain. But yeah. I like some spice for flavor.
I wouldn't mind that. But I just, when I go somewhere and they've got dill pickles in their tuna or potato salad, I'm like, oh, go slap your mother something. I don't mean really slap your mother, Reuben. Don't do that. But I'm like, dill pickles don't fit.
It's funny you bring up Matthew McConaughey. We got to take a break for the news. But when we get back, we watched a movie that I haven't seen in a while that made me laugh.
Okay.
McConaughey.
All right.
Yeah. And I'll talk about that when we get back. 1017 FM, 710keel.com.
Breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel.
So when Micah was in town, the kids were in town, we were doing some scrolling and came across, and I know you guys have both seen, and we saw it years ago, came across the movie Bernie.
Oh, wow.
Remember Bernie TD?
Oh, yeah.
In Carthage,
yeah.
Texas, the guy
yeah.
that killed the old the old woman that he had befriended.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an odd story.
Yes, it's
Jack
a
Black.
Weird story. Yeah.
Very, very, very strange. But Matthew McConaughey.
He is so good in that movie.
We were watching that. Goes, okay, Matthew must have needed a little weed money or something.
Yes.
He had a few weeks off and needed some spending cash.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's a good movie, though. I mean, it was
very
a true
interesting.
Story, yeah.
Based on a true story. And you wonder, you watch something like that and you wonder, because it was done very lightheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
you're talking
yeah.
about the murder of an old lady,
right.
a widow woman, but yet it was still done very lightheartedly.
Yeah, yes. And I think the family of the old lady that was killed kind of got up in arms about it.
Sure. Well, I can
done.
Understand
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not portrayed in a good light, even though it was, oh my gosh, Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine,
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who did a great job.
Right.
Everybody did a good job.
And it was filmed right over there, right
it was
in
filmed
our region.
In
yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, it was filmed in East Texas. But I did start laughing about Matthew McConaughey, Danny Buck.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, he killed her. He killed her.
I like that he always had a big red next to him, even in court when they were in the court proceedings. He had a big red soda next to him.
Oh, gosh,
that must have been
funny.
Based in fact. I don't know.
I mean, yeah. big red's big in Texas. So,
yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
But you see something like that, and you wonder. Okay, first of all, what have I always said? Don't get your history from Hollywood.
That's for sure.
And
definitely.
So you wonder how much is factual and how much is embellished for the Hollywood story.
Right, exactly.
But it was very interesting. And again, you felt bad laughing at some things
mm-hmm.
when you think about what the story is about.
Yes.
Did they end up letting Bernie go?
No. He's still in prison. He's still
okay.
in prison.
Because
I looked it up again,
okay. yeah.
going, okay, what's the, and he is still in prison.
Wow.
They released him and then retried him.
Okay.
And sent
okay.
him back.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Very strange.
Why is it 80 degrees on January 5th and 6th?
Winter weather is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
When will it get here? Find out. Richard Llewellyn with the Weather Channel next. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and on the free Keel app.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel.
All right, I kicked the air back on a little bit. Is it
feels good, yeah.
Comfortable,
good.
You're all right?
Mm-hmm. Feels all right, yeah.
Going to have the air on after having the heater on. And then the air. Richard, this is crazy. Richard,
80 today, really?
Richard Llewellyn yeah. with the Weather Channel meteorologist. Good morning, Richard.
I'm issuing a proclamation. I have canceled winter.
I believe it. Wow.
Well, unreal. When's the last time we've had 80 degrees on January 5th and 6th?
Yeah, are we setting records?
Oh, you had to ask me.
Take your time and dig it up. Because are we really going to get to 80 today and maybe 80 tomorrow again?
Not today, but close tomorrow.
Yeah, close tomorrow. I think we'll be very close as we're going to move on here through the next couple of days. In fact, I'm searching the Google and trying to get that information to you about how close we're going to be to record high. So let me just take a quick look here, right quick. Okay. We are going to stay unseasonably warm here as we move on through this upcoming week. And, you know, this is all responsible parties is Big Ridge is developing over Texas and over much of the Mid-South. And that's going to continue to keep us well above average all week long. I think we will see some winter weather coming up here as we make our way on through the next couple of days. And as soon as I thought about the records for Shreveport here coming up, you know, I just remembered a website I can look at as well.
But winter normally is here in January. Normally we have, you know, pretty chilly weather. And when I heard your forecast this morning and I heard the words 80, I thought, good night. It's January 5th, Richard.
Yeah, the normal is 58 and 37. That's the normal for the date. The record for today's date is 77, set in 1927. So, you know, with temperatures well into the 70s today, I mean, I think that, you know, we're going to get up into record territory in a lot of locations. So there's going to be that chance. And, you know, and as we move on through the week ahead, you know, if we can get to 80 tomorrow, I think that's going to be something to see right there, especially for the first week of January. I don't think a lot of people are going to complain about that. But we do see, a change is coming, and that's going to mean that there's going to be the potential for some strong to severe storms out there as we make our way on into the latter half of the week. So we're going to have to keep close tabs on that, especially Thursday night. I think Thursday night for the Arklatex, I think everything shifts off into the Mid-Mississippi River Valley as we make our way into the day on Friday. So, you know, that's something that we're going to be watching later this week as we could see some stronger storms around the region as well.
That brings up the burn bans in effect in Caddo, DeSoto, Natchitoches, several parishes in the area. The rain you're saying is maybe Thursday night arriving. That could ease the drought situation?
It's not going to be a drought easer. I mean, we need a lot more moisture than what this storm system is going to give us. This is going to be a quick hit on Friday. You know, I think in a quarter of an inch of rain is optimistic for the Thursday night, Friday time event. And then it looks like we will cool off this weekend. We'll get back closer to seasonal averages as we make our way into this upcoming weekend with 50s and 30s for daytime highs and nighttime lows coming up next week. But, you know, here this week, dig out the shorts, dig out the sunscreen. They're going to be good. You know, find a nice cold glass of tea someplace because you're going to need it. It's going to be warm all week long.
Richard, with these drastic shifts in temperature and I'm sure barometric pressure and all of that weatherology stuff, are there conditions favorable for possible severe weather, maybe even tornadoes, that type of thing?
Oh, yeah, this is the time of year that we really start watching Arklatex and Mid-South for severe weather. Usually, you know, the severe weather max across much of the country is focused in our part of the world. You know, so that's one of the things that we'll be keeping an eye on Thursday night into Friday. Storm Prediction Center has the area just off to our west, northeast Louisiana, much of the Mississippi Delta stretching on up into West Tennessee, western Kentucky, on up into the Ohio Valley with an area hatched out for Friday. And I think if we're going to see anything, it's going to be an overnight event Thursday night into Friday here for Shreveport. And I think the timing is going to be critical on exactly where we're going to get the severe weather, because everything is kind of shifted off to the east right now in regards to timing for the severe weather event. So we're just going to have to keep an eye on the forecast and see how the forecast plays out there this week.
Any winter precip in the future?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Kids just went,
No. I mean, in fact, you know, we're going to be hard-pressed to find any winter weather across the country here in the first 15 days of this month. The only places are going to really see it, Air Mountain West, you know, the Pacific Northwest, maybe in interior sections of the Northeast, but much of the country is going to be in this blowtorch pattern. So we're not looking at a lot of winter weather at all across much of the country here through at least the middle part of this month.
Well, that's a great news for anybody who might be shaving their head this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bald head is cold up there.
Richard, you're talking to somebody that's follically challenged here.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm totally aware of that. You know, so you
but
know,
you shave
so
your head normally, don't you?
I sure do. In fact, I was in a terrible barber accident when a friend decided to give me a reverse mohawk a few years ago, and needless to say, ever since then I have been shaving my head ever since.
Oh boy, I can't wait! Thank you, Richard. It looks like hot days for the next few days.
Yeah, you'll enjoy the free air conditioning.
Yes.
Richard Llewellyn with the Weather Channel. Have a great week. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710.
Get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Hey, that's what you need, some hair volume.
Oh, Brooke just dropped off a pink wig. You can see the photo on my Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, it's lovely. Everyone needs a hot pink wig.
That's actually pretty funny. That's actually kind of cute.
Not bad, huh? Maybe I'll wear this down. Because I was worried about, you know, when they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to be at the Caddo Commission meeting today. And when they do the Pledge of Allegiance, I have to take my hat off. So I think I'll wear the pink wig and then unveil the bald head after that. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I came across a story this morning when I was putting the news stuff together that was intriguing to me. Part of it, it turns me off, and part of it is like, you know, it's kind of a cool idea. If you imagine in your older years when you're perhaps in a retirement village or, you know, one of those communities where there's lots of retirees living there together, and perhaps you have often dreamed of traveling, like maybe you want to travel the world. You want to go see London or Paris or whatever.
I see London. I see France.
Hey. His kindergartner's back. But you don't make the plans to travel, and you get to an age where you don't think you can any longer.
Okay.
Well, the newest trend is at these homes, these retirement communities, is virtual reality. And they have these headsets that they issue to the residents, and then they say, what places in the world would you have liked to have visited?
Oh, the eye, yes. The glasses kind of thing.
And you put them on, and they program it for, like, you wanted to be at the top of the Eiffel Tower. Okay, we're going to take you to the Eiffel Tower, and here is you going up in the elevator and getting to the top of the Eiffel Tower and, you know, all that. And here's you in London. Here's you on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean. You can pick wherever you want to go. You put on the headset, and you're there.
Now, do you get pickpocketed when you do
no,
that?
Like, no, you don't get pickpocketed. You don't have to spend money. You just get to have the experience. But part of me is like, oh, is that a cop-out? Should these people really try to go travel? Still go try to travel? Go try to live out those dreams? But I know you get to a certain age and you can't any longer.
Right.
I mean, you can't do the walking. You can't do whatever. But I thought, it's kind of an intriguing idea.
Now, I'm not trying to be silly, but you're going to have to brace somebody up. Because that messes, I've seen actually normal, healthy young people running into walls. And yeah. Falling down.
Yes.
Because they're looking at that virtual reality.
Yes.
And think that's and they literally jump. And,
right.
And they're jumping onto tables, and it's very strange.
And that was one part of it, was they were also doing, like, if you ever wanted to jump out of a plane, if you ever wanted to climb Mount Everest, you can have those experiences with virtual reality. And I'm thinking, that is kind of cool, but I wonder, I mean, you're not going to get cold like you would on Everest. You're not going to lose your breathing right. Like you would on Everest. So you're not having the full experience, but just the sights and the views and all that. And it would be kind of cool.
They did a virtual reality booth at GeekedCon, and I didn't do it.
Oh, cool.
Because I don't want to put goggles on that 3,000 other people
yeah.
Have put on.
Yeah.
But I would be interested to see that, experience that. I've never experienced the virtual reality.
I did the drunk goggles one time,
mm-hmm.
where the police bring them in and they put them on you, and it makes you feel like you're drunk. and it's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling. You're right. Like, I get up and I'm bumping into walls. Right. I'm thinking, I haven't had one ounce of alcohol. What's going on? It was a rare, very weird feeling. Very weird.
I'd be interested to know how they're protecting those senior citizens.
Yeah, no kidding.
Where they're not falling out of their wheelchairs.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
But that would be interesting.
Absolutely. No kidding.
Well, anyway, Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. And I'll go get some more hats.
And go... Again, you've got a nice head, though.
Yeah, it's
nice.
Not bad.
And I'm loving this pink wig.
Yes, pink wig's got...
Ruben, what'd you start singing when she put that on?
Beauty school dropout.
Oh, yeah.
No graduation day for you.
You're right.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel.